What a powerful verse of dedication of our lives. To tell the Lord to take each one of us, molding us, fashioning us according to His desire and His purpose, that He might use us as He continues to fill us by His Holy Spirit. That He'll guide us and lead us and walk beside us as our lives are wholly surrendered to the potter's hand. Just want to encourage you to take next few moments. The songs of worship that were sung earlier, I believe many are familiar to us, and there are words, there are phrases that perhaps have always been in your heart. And this morning, as you sang those songs and those particular words and phrases, I trust the Holy Spirit who is here this day, the day of Pentecost, that God sent forth His Holy Spirit upon His people, that you realize that ours is not just a liturgy. It's not a ritual. It's not going through some spiritual duty even. But truly is a heart now that is wholly dedicated and devoted to the Lord. And as you think of this, recognizing that the presence of Jesus is here and His Spirit dwells within us, I've always found it useful that when we come before the Lord, to truly recognize how undeserving we are to receive that grace and mercy. Never mind that we don't have full understanding of all the theological significances, but that we recognize truly it is by grace and grace alone, through faith in Christ Jesus. And it's not just grace that gives us the acceptance before God's salvation for eternity, but even now, while we await His coming, the unspeakable privilege to gather and say we are people of God praising Him without any false pretenses, without any hypocrisy, without any fake humility. For just as we are, we come. And I want to encourage you, allow that impact of what these truths convey to us, not just to our minds for understanding, but into our hearts, because the Holy Spirit has convicted us. And in response, take me, Lord, mold me, fill me, use me. I've always been yours and yours alone. Lord, we thank you for teaching us through that encounter that the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well had with you, to cut to the very core of what true worship is all about. Not rituals, not processions, not anything that's merely what we display ostentatiously, outwardly, as a form of worship, as a picture of piety. But the Lord, truly, you put it in such simple terms. God is Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship His way and the only way, in spirit and in truth. By this, O Lord, we thank you. When you ascended up to heaven, and even as Mary tried to cling to you, you refused her. Not that you cannot be touched, because later on, when Thomas, who had not seen you and had doubts in his heart, you offered him your body your sufferings, your afflictions, and to allow Him to touch. But then, Lord, it is because the fullness of your presence through resurrection must come to pass on the day of ascension. That when you ascended, and then you told your disciples to tarry, and for 10 more days they tarried. This day, Pentecost Sunday, you sent forth your Spirit. Lord, we pray that you continue to teach us as you intend to, through your servants, through your word, by your Holy Spirit. The Lord, every gathering of your people, and especially when we gather, let your word exhort us on the first day of the week when we come together in worship, in the testimony of your people, in a time of consideration, learning, and challenge to apply your word, and a time when we are challenged to be released to go forth to do your works. This is our purpose once again this morning as we gather. And Lord, as Shana has prayed right from the very outset, forgive us our sins. Cleanse us from all iniquities, trespasses. For your word says, who can ascend to the hill of God, stand before him? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not sown deceitfully, but who has truly received Christ as Savior and Lord. Not that there is full understanding, but there is sufficient faith to believe and evidences that we see. And best of all, that evidence of your Holy Spirit given to us. It's like a down payment for the fullness to come when you return for each one of us. So cleanse us, Lord, individually. We stand on behalf of our loved ones, every family represented here. Like Job prayed for his children, we pray also for loved ones. We pray as a family, and we give you thanks. And then this day, Lord, we pray, as you bring words of encouragement through your servants, may we be so challenged, knowing indeed your word is spirit and your word is life. That sent forth, it will never return to you empty without accomplishing the purpose that it was sent forth to do. Heavens and earth will pass away, but your word stands for all eternity. And upon your word, our faith in Christ Jesus is securely anchored, living our lives with a clear purpose and direction, and fulfilling your will, not out of our own strength or resources, but through your empowerment. You are the vine, we are the branches. So Lord, we thank you once again. And may you continue to fill this place in a wonderful way that we can sense truly your presence here among us and the constant prompting of your Holy Spirit within every single heart. Thank you also, Lord, that we can just simply surrender all our cares, our needs, our burdens, our concerns, our anxieties and our fears, and lay them at the foot of the cross of Calvary, knowing that they are being lifted up unto your glory. So thank you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all of God's people say, amen. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Thank you, Shana and the worship team. New addition today, Sister Iris is playing the guitar. Shall we just put our hands together? You're going to see more and more of that. I'm just so excited about what God has in store for us in the days ahead. And today we are so glad to have Pastor Josh, Sister Kamala, no strangers to us, not friends of ours, they are family. But they got worried, you know. I said, no friends of ours. And Sister Kamala looked at me and said, wow, what's happening? We've known them for so many years. And the year in 1979, actually, when I felt the prompting of the Lord, the call of the Lord in the ministry, Pastor George was very instrumental because he was attending Salem Chapel that time. I know he was attending Salem Chapel to seek God, but also to chase after Kamala. Wow, secrets all coming out. You better get a pastor to stop. No. But we had such simple, open, wonderful conversations. And especially 1997, where the seat of Hope for Asia Bible College was set, 1998, the official start of the Bible College curriculum. 3 years later, 2001, first graduation. This year, they are marking their 25th graduation. Let's give the Lord an applause, shall we? Not because of what, but for His faithfulness. And we know how the beginnings was. And the Bible reminds us never to despise humble beginnings. I will not say any further, but I'll like Sister Kamala, and I've told her earlier, she'll come out and she'll just give some words of greetings as well as whatever the Lord would lay upon her heart. The steps are quite high, yeah? Okay. And after which, we have Pastor Josh to minister the Word of God.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to thank and praise the Lord for this morning. It's so good to be together, a family, worshiping together. And thank you for the very surprise dinner we had last night. It was very surprising to us, but we thank you. We enjoyed thoroughly. And this morning, I would just like to thank and praise God that all I can say is, thus far, the Lord has helped us. Thus far, the Lord has helped us. And I think I see the new location, the transition, and that's life. We go through transitions. And but we thank and praise God that my husband was very ill 2021 during the COVID time. And they found out he had leukemia, and he had to go for a complete the whole process. But I thank and praise God that the Lord healed him. And where he is today is nothing but the grace of God, is nothing but the mercies of God. And God had told him, you're not going to die now. Someday you will die. But today, now you're going to declare His mighty works. And so therefore, we are committed to declare the mighty works. That's all we can do. That is all is left for us. Like in Singapore, they recall that we are in the Sunday afternoon age group. Sunday afternoon age group. But we thank God for His grace, for His mercies. And we just came here, transitioned, going to India to continue with our work in India. Hope for Asia Bible College, that you so wonderfully, the House of Prayer has been backing us for years from the inception of the college. And we want to thank you so much for your prayers surrounding us during difficult times, during good times, and pouring out all your financial support towards the scholarship fund of Hope for Asia Bible College. The students are doing well. The graduates are doing well. We went and visited them last year, and they are really doing mighty works for the Lord. And we want to thank and praise God for that. And we thank you for what you are doing. Continue to pray for us. This year is the fifth year of his remission. Doctors are marking the fifth year as a prominent time where you will see from there's lesser pain inside, lesser anxiousness inside, but more of His glory on the outside. So we want to thank and praise God, and pray for us. You know, I have my own situation, my own medical issues, and he has his own medical issues. At one point, he was a chronic patient, but he was an acute patient. But me, I'm a chronic patient, so we are good companionship. So we want to thank and praise God. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen.
Let's put our hands together, shall we, for Pastor George. Okay, Nathan, you help out. The steps are higher. Okay.
Yes, good morning, everyone. God bless you. Good to be here with you. It was yesterday we found out that you are in a new place here. And that brought us here today to be with you, to worship the Lord together. I'm going to move in the realm of some prophetic words for you. We were up 3 o'clock in the morning because of the jet lag or whatever else. Instead of sitting and grumbling and murmuring and complaining, I said to my wife, let's pray. Let's pray. And we have been praying. And the Lord impressed on me that you are like a mother, a woman in transition right now. And you know how that is. When a mother in full term has a little uneasiness, you cannot lie this way, you cannot lie that way, and you are going through a little bit of some uncomfortable moments, maybe. God has taken you out of your comfort zone. I was thinking of all my ministry in the old place, at the house of prayer, at Yishun, and it just flooded my mind. And God says, look, God is going to come into this ministry that you have here. You are going to see a breakthrough, a miraculous intervention of God. You are going to see rhythm of miracles happening. You are going to experience the power of God like you never experienced. Whatever that was meant for evil, God is going to turn it around for good and for His greater glory. And I want you to know that, brothers and sisters, whatever is happening at this season of your life right here, in our ministry here, this is going to lay the groundwork for establishing and training the next generation of Timothys for the work of the Lord. And I think I'm going to go a little deeper from the scripture to bring that out to you. I believe that's one of the great needs in the house of God, in the church of the living God, is to prepare and equip the next generation of torchbearers, Timothys, who will be blazing instruments in the hand of God. Yes, I have seen God uprooting me from my comfort zone so many times, and I saw God's mighty intervention in my life. And we remember some 25 years ago, starting the Bible college in India. We started with the ground floor, then the first floor, then the second floor. God came in so mightily, providing, meeting our every need. You are going to see financial breakthrough. This may not be the end of your destination. We are moving with the cloud. When the cloud moves, you move with the cloud. And that's where the presence of God, wherever we are going to impact people's lives. That's what it counts, wherever we may be. And we want you to know that our God is not only the God of Jerusalem, He is also the God of Babylon. Yes, He can do just what He has done at Yishun. He can do even more, because He is not limited to a particular place, a particular locality. He is everywhere. He is ubiquitous, ever-present. And He can come in and meet your every need and empower you. And being today the day we celebrate the Holy Ghost empowerment, the Pentecost of history in the Bible, that was the greatest phenomenal move of God in human history. These frightened men, failed men, disappointed men, sitting inside the closed doors, afraid of the Jews, of persecution. They are afraid of what happened to their master, the Lord, is going to happen to them. And then coming came Jesus, suddenly, unexpectedly. He came through the closed doors and reached out to them and breathed on them and empowered them and told them, as the Father has sent me, so I'm going to send you into the world. This is not the time to sit down and whining and complaining or just shrinking into our own little cocoons. But we are going to be on the move, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Yes, that is the power of Pentecost. What was it? What was the power? What was the purpose? Well, they had Jesus. They were disciples. They had the blood of Jesus, all the teachings of Jesus. I'm talking of the disciples. But yet there was something more they need to have. And they knew that something more they are going to experience. They need something more than what they had. And Jesus said, hang in there, sit in prayer with a singleness of heart. Wait on me. And he sent the Holy Spirit upon them. And they empowered them. These frightened men were transformed as mighty lions and lioness for the Lord Jesus Christ. They turned the world upside down. They received that power to be a witness infused with the power of God. Well, we have that privilege and the power today to have that power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And he sent that Holy Spirit. He said, you will be a witness unto me in Jerusalem. That's the same culture. And Judea, same culture, but a little further out from the local area. Then to Samaria, that's cross culture. Then to the uttermost part of the earth, that's global. That's worldwide. And that is the blessing you have here. A church who grasped the vision of a global ministry, mission in action from the very inspection of this church. And I'm telling you that this congregation, you are so privileged to sit under a servant of the Lord who has expounded the Word of God, the purest exposition of God's Word preached to you with no monkey tricks, no money tricks, no gimmickries, no pressure techniques, no crowd psychology or none of that, but purely preaching the Word. And that's the greatest heritage, rich heritage you have here. And you need to appreciate that blessing God has given to you. And you are grounded, Bible taught, expositorily preached and taught, and our pastor here. And I thank God for the anointing God has bestowed upon him. And this is going to explode like the dynamite, a stick of dynamite going to explode wherever God is going to put you and place you, and wherever God is going to have you in ministry. God is going to expand your horizon. Yes, I believe with all my heart, and I have to release that into your heart and life to encourage you, to strengthen you, just to hold on. And God has to sometime bring us out to bring us in into something bigger and greater and wider. And I believe that's going to happen. And I felt the warmness, the love yesterday. I want you to know, Pastor, thank you. We felt such a healing for my wife and I, just coming to be with you and having that overwhelming love reaching out to us and blessing us. And we thank God for the ministry and our friendship and our partnership. And many of you have been to India, our college in India. And, you know, that's a mission field. That's a real fact of life. It's quite different from Singapore, what we have in India. You know, sanitation is not the greatest where we go and do the work of God. And we have to deal with colony of bats. Then we have to deal with rats. We have to deal with moth, flies, beetles, snake, scorpions. We have to deal with all this when we are in the field right there. But we are excited that God is calling us to go and train these young men, disciple them, and mentor them, and make them great leaders for the work of the Lord. Amen? Well, that's just an introduction. I'm just getting warmed up. I don't know how much more time left. You can stop me anytime. I will stop, but I need to get into the Word for a few minutes, all right? Yeah. Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2. I won't weary you down. Don't worry. Chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. I'll quickly share some thoughts from these two verses of Scripture. From 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. I want to go a little further with these scriptures, because from here on, there are three metaphors or illustrations the Apostle Paul gives of what a minister ought to be, that he should be like a soldier, enduring hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Then he goes down to tell that he should be like an athlete following the law, the rule of the game. And then he tells of a farmer, a hard-working farmer who is the partaker of the first fruit. But I won't have time to get into all this, but let me focus on these two verses of Scripture. Here we have a great principle, not only in the Apostle Paul's writing, but this correlates with the other parts of the Scripture also. That is, the training and the equipping and the mentoring and the discipling of leaders for the work of the Lord. And that's what I see here. 20 years ago, 25 years ago, many of you were very young. And now you all are leaders now. You are taking your place in leadership. And that's what Paul wants Timothy to be. The next torchbearer, taking the baton, running with that torch like the Olympic runner, running with it. And Paul wants to hand over to him. And Paul writes this epistle as the final letter of the Apostle Paul, the last letter ever written by Paul. And he sits under the imminent shadow of execution. Any day, within weeks, he will be executed as a criminal for the sake of the gospel by the Roman Emperor Nero, who will be executing him. And he told in this very epistle, I am ready to be offered, and my departure is at hand. And he's writing to Timothy with a burning passion, a burden deep within his soul. He is languishing in that prison cell, in an underground dungeon, in a dark little dungeon. He is saying, who will take over this torch? Who will accurately transmit and preserve this apostolic truth, this revelation that God has given to me? Yes, Timothy, you are the candidate. You are the prime successor. You have been with me 15 over years as a missionary companion and a trusted friend. And now my time is short. You come to see me. I am desiring to have you one more time in my life. Do diligence to come and meet me one more time. I have none here, only Luke with me as a companion. I am ready to go. I'm nearing home. You please come. Come before winter. Because when the winter sets in, navigation is going to be impossible. So you come before that. But I'm feeling very cold, Timothy. I'm shivering in this cold dungeon, raw floor over there. Please bring my overcoat, my winter jacket, and my book that I left. Please bring that along with you. Bring Mark also with you. Come. You know, Timothy, it's not going to be easy. All in Asia Minor, in the Roman province of Asia, that's verse 15 of chapter 1, all have defected from the truth. All have departed from me. All have gone away from the truth. There was a landslide defection from the truth of the Word of God. And now you, my son, therefore, my son, thou, you, therefore, my beloved son, be strong, be strengthened in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. Be strengthened in the grace in Christ Jesus. That strength comes by the grace of God. It is the grace of God strengthens us. I went through some real tough time in life. I can say maybe the darkest days of my life. I thought I'm going home. I was put in a cold ice bag, ready to go into the final stage of my life. But God was with me. The grace of God was with me. And the Lord said, it's not over yet. There's something more to do, some more work to do. Yes, and I thank God for the grace. Grace, grace, grace. God has sustained you through this transition, through this change of a comfort zone, bringing us here. We are still a family, knit together, bonded together for something bigger and greater. And I can assure you, the leaders of this house, they are praying, seeking the Lord for whatever God has for us. They are going to bring us into that bigger momentum, into something more colossal and so great that we can't even comprehend. Maybe a few years later, we will look back and say, yeah, my God, I know now why you brought us here. Why you led us out of this place to where we are right now. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. And Paul said, be strengthened, Timothy. There will be suffering. There will be hardship. There will be problems, trials. Yes, Apostle Paul, he was a fighter through all this. I know God has given you the spirit to fight, a good fight of faith. And he said, I fought a good fight. I finished my race. I'm ready now to receive my crown of righteousness from my good Lord, who helped me, enabled me, gave me the grace to run this race. Yes, he was a ferocious fighter. And that's what we need within our spirit. Oh yeah, well, he talks about that. Some of his hardships, 5 times, he was scourged by the Jews. 3 times, he was scourged by the Romans. 4 times, he was in shipwreck. Perils in the waters, perils in the sea, perils by false brethren, perils in the city, perils by my countrymen, perils in the wilderness, perils, hardship, But in all this, he fought a good fight. And that's what he said in this very epistle. I fought a good fight. Timothy, I want you to know that God is going to be with you. The grace is going to empower you, strengthen you, equip you. He's going to furnish you with all that you need. And now you need to find faithful men. And the faithful men must teach others also. That's the second verse. The things which you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same. You cannot cut corners to it. You cannot subvert. You cannot manipulate what I told. You cannot bring your opinion into it. You should not contaminate it, distort it, subvert it, manipulate it. The same. You commit thou to faithful men. Faithful men. And then they will teach others also. For Jesus to Paul, Paul to Timothy, Timothy to faithful men to others also. That's a succession of our ministry. We need to prepare the next generation of torchbearers. And I know Pastor has that vision for years to impart and entrust to the younger generation of torchbearers here. I see that's coming up. We thank God for the vision God has given to us for 25 years at Hope for Asia Bible College and Seminary to train these young people. They come from all over India. I want you to know that India is not a glamorous place to preach the word of God right now. They are targeting the current government, Modi government, targeting every institution in India, every Bible college in India. I want you to know, we don't know how long we are going to do what we are doing. The only reason I'm able to go in and come out, because I was born there. That's my birthplace. That's why they cannot stop me from going to India and preaching the word of God. But it is not easy. Last trip when we went, the politicians, they had a bounty on pastor's head. If you can kill a pastor, they give you more money than killing a Christian over there. So many states, they imposed anti-conversion laws. And you will have to read all this. Foreign funds, they are totally cutting off. Compassionate work, children's work, orphanage work, Bible college work. It's happening. But we are there by the grace of God. And we are preparing these young people. And we have a good number of new students coming from North India. They are from remote parts of India, the Himalayan region. And they are coming down, and we give them full free education, full scholarship given to them. For every student ever walked into that college for 25 years. And we are continuing because of our partnership and our friendship and our mission venture together. I thank God for what God is doing. We are very excited with the work that God is doing. Well, our last trip took a toll on us. After coming here, you may remember, some of you, I was very sick and went back to India. Then we had a trip to one of the nearby region. That's a whole night by train we had to travel. Whole night. And you know how in the train, you know, it's like in the ship. Yeah, moving and moving and moving. You can't sleep. And people are overcrowded. But we managed to get there. We preached the word of God. And well, to make the story short, I went home. And I have such a funny feeling about my chest and little pain. And I went to my emergency hospital, and they said my oxygen level is very low. and you had a series of minor heart attacks, and they have to open my arteries are blocked up. All right, then they put 3 stents and fixed it good, and they put me through some cardiovascular exercise, and I'm in good shape now by the grace of God. I don't know what else, but I want you to know that God's grace is with you. His grace is sufficient. He brought me to people in the hospital ministering to them. It looks like they needed more ministry than what I was hoping to get from the doctors. And you know, it's amazing what God does for you in those places, in those tough situations. The grace of God, the love of God. My brother, this is our time to step up. This is our time to train our tomorrow's Timothys today. Training them and discipling them, mentoring them. That's the greatest need. You may say, well, Pastor George Kuti, there are other great needs. I agree with you. But as a missionary for 55 years, I believe that's the greatest need right now. Without these trained men, you won't have effective, effectual church planting leaders. You won't have trained men to defend the word of God and to disseminate effectually the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a vision God has given to us, and we are going. Please pray for us, and may the Lord raise up Timothy's in this place. I don't mean just the boys, the men only. I'm talking of both brothers and sisters to be trained, equipped, and let your loins be girded, and let your lamp burning. Yeah, ready for action, ready for service, whatever God may call us to do. Not just half-hearted and grumbling, and here are my Lord, send somebody else. No, here are my Lord, you send me. I will do what you want me to do, Lord. I will pick up the trash. I will clean up whatever is needed. I will do it, Lord. Help me. And I pray that some of you will be great pastors and preachers and evangelists in the power of the Holy Spirit, going and reaching the lost for the Lord. We need a heart for the lost. And I talk to churches in America. We are so caught up in war. And they have no time to think about mission anymore. Why bother, they say? Foreign mission, why? Why we bother? And that's the attitude the church has right now. Why bother reaching out to the lost in Ecuador, Uruguay, Paraguay, Chile, Argentina, Bolivia, Colombia, and Suriname, and Guyana, and Trinidad and Tobago? Why we bother? Why we bother? And I pray that we will have a mission focus, a mission plan, a mission heart. And I ask you, have you spent some sobbing, weeping moments for the lost and for the dying somewhere in faraway place, never heard the gospel yet? Half of the world, 4 million. I'm done, Pastor. Half of the world, 4 million, billion, not million, billion. Never heard, never been reached with the gospel. And it takes us to go and do something for the Lord. If we cannot go, we can send them. We have a great indigenous force God is raising up in India through Hope for Asia Bible College and Seminary. When I hang around them, I feel so young and so vibrant. I do whatever they do. I bring weed whacker from Singapore. I bring chainsaw from Singapore. I do all this over there in those days. Not now, at the moment. But we are training those young men. You know, with this situation with the propane gas, India, every home is affected in India because they have no gas. And cities, they have no firewood. But thank God, Hope for Asia, we have a ton of firewood. We loaded up our barn. Our barn is full of firewood while we were there 2 months ago. And we got it already so that when the rainy day comes, when no propane gas, we still have firewood to cook some food. And we thank God for all the planning we have done. And we are excited. That's what leadership is all about. God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. I think I need a Pentecostal hallelujah here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much.
You know, yesterday when I went to fetch Pastor Josh and Sister Kamala, the first thing I said to them was, you both look fantastic. You really look very good. Because as he did mention last year when he was with us, they were going through a very, very serious time of physical affliction. And they came at a time when we were having our church camp. And I thought, well, wonderful. Let's invite them to join us in the camp. No preaching sessions at all. Just relax, enjoy. They spend most of the time, I think, in the bed, resting. And then after they came back, and then as Pastor Josh had mentioned, they continue to be facing very serious challenges to their physical health. Now he speaks for a 75-year-old. 75 years old, 55 years in the ministry. He speaks like what I knew him back in 1979. You know, very young man. Always full of passion and intensity. Hope for Asia Bible College has been with us as a ministry outreach for many years. I was there also in the initial stage. I think Brother Frankie was one of them that I remember we went. They still have our plug there actually. Yeah. But when I was there, he was mentioning that India is a very dangerous place, right? So dangerous that when I stay in his house, whole place was all locked up. And he had the dogs running around outside. Even I dare not go out. And I did mention, hey, how about we bring a team and all that? And just to mention, he said, but no ladies. And I found out why. Because there was one occasion, I don't know whether I got his permission or not, but I went out, walked a bit. You know, you could see all eyes are just on you right now. They could just see your difference. And I think for the women, I think it would be very intimidating. We are thankful we have other works in other parts that we have our ladies go. But that's one work where I think without that passion and that very purposeful conviction that God has put into the hearts of our dear Pastor George and Sister Kamala, 25 years is a tremendous testimony. And we'll continue to do so. And this morning, I trust that so appropriately, I never planned for it. Only he told me he's coming around this period. Would you like me to be at the church to speak? I said, you're always welcome. And Pentecost Sunday happened to be this day. So it's really, really a wonderful arrangement by the Lord and a very, very appropriate, a word in season that we are being stirred out of our comfort zones. And I'm not saying that in any way, in a negative way. It's really that we just got to be mindful and conscious of our greater calling and our ultimate purpose of life in this world, living for the sake of Jesus. I want to hand the time to Brother Justin, right? And then I think there's something that is going to be shown to us. We'll continue with this. But at the end of the service, and Pastor Josh's Kamala have always stayed back, there are those of you who would like to have prayers, to stay back for some ministry, feel very free to do so. Actually, it's very early. Huh? But never mind. Justin, I'll hand over to you.